With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. Today we're going to be looking at the expression to be or to get used to something, to be or to get used to something. It's one of the most common errors that I hear amongst English learners. Often it is used with the right intention, but using the wrong structure. So today we're going to look at how to use it and when to use it. So first of all, what does it mean to be used to something or to get used to something? Well, it means to adapt to something, to become accustomed to something when maybe at the beginning, at the start, it was difficult. So let's look at a classic example when explaining this grammar point, and that is driving a car on the other side of the road. So here in England, we drive on the left because we like to be different. In most other countries, people drive on the right, but here on the left. So if I went to France or Spain or Italy on holiday and I decided to rent a car, it would be difficult to drive unless you're a really confident driver that can adapt very easily from driving on the left to driving on the right. I would say, I am not used to driving on the right side of the road. I am not used to driving on the right side of the road. Look at the structure of this sentence. I used, well, first of all, not, because it's a negative sentence, and then used, U-S-E-D, don't forget the D, not used to, and then the verb in the gerund form, the ing form, not used to driving. That is the structure. Often people forget about the D, so they say, I'm not used, but it's used with a D on the end, and then to, and then the gerund, driving. I am not used to driving on the right side of the road. So that's my example. Me on holiday, at the beginning, it's very, very difficult. So I'm not used to driving on that side of the road. But after a few days, maybe I would be feeling more confident. And so I would say, I am getting used to driving on the right. And by the end of my holiday, I would hopefully feel really confident. So I would say, I am used to driving on the right. Or I have got used to driving on the right. Pay attention to that structure. It's always the same with to be or to get used to, and then the verb in the gerund form. If we say to get used to something or getting used to something, the idea here is there is a change. There is an improvement in the way that you are adapting to the situation. If you say to be used to something, the idea here is that you have adapted completely. Let's look at another example. So the scenario is you change jobs. In your previous job, you woke up at 8 a.m., but now you have to travel further. So you have to wake up much earlier. You have to wake up at 6 in the morning, which for me is a nightmare. So when you start your job, you could say, I am not used to waking up so early. But after a few weeks, you get a bit more comfortable. You could say, I am getting used to waking up so early. And after a few months, you might say, I am now used to waking up so early, or I have got used to waking up so early. Again, focus on this structure. This is really important, that it's to be or to get used to, and then the verb in the gerund form, the ing form. Sometimes you don't need to say the verb because you would just be repeating something that you said a few seconds ago. So if you don't need the verb, you can just replace it with the word it. It was difficult at first, but now I am used to it. Okay, so that is an explanation of how to use this very important expression in English, to be or to get used to something. Like I say, it's not just important to know when to use it, but also how to use it, the correct structure. So make sure you study this carefully, because it is a really common mistake. So that's all for me for today's podcast. I hope it was helpful. Remember, if you're interested in taking English classes with me online, you can find all my information on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.